Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 25th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's November 13th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Our young friend Paul Nazarene is simply full of questions. Here's a good one. Jesus, how many angelic warriors do you have? How many fight for you at any given time?
My goodness, Paul. I could not remember such a number, and it would have to be calculated constantly anyway. But I can tell you how to come up with it. You take the population of any given country and times it by two, and that is a nominal number of angelic warriors I have for that particular place. It always works out that way, Paul. I don't know why. I can't explain it to you, but that's one of the things of heaven. I always have twice as many angelic warriors as the population of any given place. Of course, now I have a tremendous surplus of angelic warriors because of all of those I have taken out of the United States and all of those I have taken out of the dead zones in the Middle East. So I have many, many more angelic warriors than I usually do to send in to do a particular mission. So I can saturate an area when I want to, Paul. I can send in 10 times the number of angelic warriors that I normally do. We can really put up a fight against the creatures of darkness, and they don't like it one little bit. That's what we did with the recent election night. We just saturated the United States with every angelic warrior I had. We worked feverishly to get the people elected that we wanted. It didn't always work, but we were out there fighting, Paul. We were out there giving everything we had, as we always do. So if you want to know how many angelic warriors I have for any given country, just find out the population of that country, every man, woman, and child, times it by two. And that is the number of angelic warriors I have to do battle there. I have plenty, Paul. I have plenty.
And you've always got two more in reserve, Nazarene. Always ready for a fight whenever you need them. We love to get out there and wrestle with the creatures of darkness, yucky as they are. We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauley here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it.
Well, we're back. And as you should be able to tell, I am neither Alora or the Lord. I am Peter, called the Rock. Our young friend Paul asked the question, what does Lord Peter think of ruling heaven in your absence? The Lord thought that I should be the one to come and answer this question. I will tell you, Paul, I am petrified, terrified every single day that I am going to do something wrong. I am not the Lord. I do my best. I am ruling heaven in His absence, but I don't know what I'm doing. I try every day to do my very best. That's all one can do. Very few people are complaining, but I want the Lord back. I want Him on His throne. I want Him in His place. I do not particularly like this idea that He wants me to take over the Hall of Judgment after He takes back His throne. But if it is what He wants me to do, I will do it. I don't particularly like it, but I will do it because He is the Lord, and I will do whatever He asks me to do. But the one thing I want, Paul, is for the harlot to be driven out of office and for our Lord to retake His throne. That is all I pray for to the Father every single day. That is all I ever want. I thank everyone for this opportunity to come and speak my poor words and tell the world how I feel. But the rule of heaven belongs to Jesus of Nazareth. It belongs to no one else. I should not be taking His place. I should not be upon His throne. While He has gone, while He has left us for a while, I will fulfill His duties. But He must come back. I cannot rule heaven forever. It is not my place. I can fill in for a while, but only for a while. The rule of heaven belongs to Jesus of Nazareth and no one else.
we'll be back again.